It all begins tonight, one of the greatest weeks, times of the year, the NCAA tournament, March Madness, as they call it, and everybody have their brackets. How do we fill these out?
Oh, man, I love that you asked that question, because I found a survey that says that even if people don't know anything about sports at all, they love filling out their NCAA brackets.
Yes!
I don't know what it is. And here's what's interesting. There is about a 50-50 split when it comes to what you know about your bracket. So 47% will look at a win-loss record for each team. They'll look at the stats. They'll fill them out. But equal to that, 46% admit they just go with their gut and take a stab at it. And then there's the 5% like Angie and me, who will go and choose winners based on team's colors or mascots.
So there is 5% that do
5% that. 5% that do. Yeah. But I love the 46% that just, you know what? I'm just going to say Gonzaga. For the win.
Because right.
I don't know what their stats are. I don't know what
right.
how
Purdue,
good they are. But
Purdue and Yale Friday.
Yeah, Purdue.
Well, you know what? We need a song for this. Every year at this time, it happens. Time to fill out your brackets. Classic Hits 101.7.
It's 11:55 on a Wednesday. I'm making my last-minute picks. Got Loyola over Tennessee and Virginia Tech beating Texas. Sweet 16, Alabama beats Notre Dame, and I pick Miami to outplay USC. Purdue's gonna win against Yale. Oh, basketball. Basketball. Picking my teams, I'm a bracket man. Memphis beats Boise State. I've got St. Peter's losing to Kentucky. Hoping I'm not throwing $10 away.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.